Last year, over 680 students had life-threatening food allergies. In 2008, that number was nearly 300. Health Services Coordinator Sally Zirbel-Donish says food allergies among students have been dramatically increasing for the past 15 years.
I remember when I started working in the schools, maybe we had one student with an EpiPen. Now it's not unusual in schools to have kids, you know, for nurses to have 20 to 30, if not more than that, in a health office.
State law now requires school staff and volunteers to be trained to administer medication like EpiPens. The Madison School District also gives teachers emergency action plans for students with food allergies. Avery Brookins, Wisconsin Public Radio.